Okay, so much to do, so little time. Hi, everyone. I'm Mike.
Hi, I'm Nana.
We're busy.
Busy.
Everyone is busy. If you're not busy with school, you're busy with your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have a job.
Right.
Maybe you have a job being friends with people at a school, which would be a strange job. But people are very busy these days.
Yeah, we have a lot to do every
day. So that's what it says. We have so much to do, but so little time. Have you ever wished that there were more hours in a day?
I wish there were less work or less schoolwork to do.
That would be good, too. That would be good. So we're going to be talking today about some people who are having problems with their schedules. I think everyone will be able to understand this problem. Let's check it out.
Reading.
So much to do, so little time.
Hey, Julie. How are you?
Henry, you look tired. What happened? Did you sleep well last night?
Not really. I worked a lot of overtime here this week.
No way. Are they giving you too many assignments?
Sort of. I assumed I could finish all the jobs on time. But it seemed I had to work late, otherwise I would miss deadlines. Everything started to pile up, and I had to keep staying late to get things done. It's just overwhelming.
That's crazy. Did you do all your assignments in the order of their importance?
I tried, but work just kept coming. Now I have to dig my way out of this mess.
Do you know how long it takes you to do different kinds of assignments?
No, I've never analyzed it like that.
That's what I started doing when the same thing happened to me at work. I paid attention to how long I spent on things like meetings, answering emails, or phone calls. It was a lot more than I thought.
But how does this help me?
Once you know the time you spend on each task, you can plan your schedule better and focus on things that are really important.
That makes sense. Thanks for the advice, Julie. I'll try it right now.
No problem. I hope this tip can help you go home earlier.
Okay, so Henry sees his friend Julie, and Henry says, "Hey, Julie, how are you?"
Everybody says that when they see each other.
It's true. It's true. We don't really care how you are.
Hey, I care how you are. Hey, Mike, how are you?
Well, you see, I got this toenail, and it's kind of like growing into the skin, and it's really bad, and it smells like old cheese. Oh, and I got this bad back over here, and this big pimple here on my shoulder, and you don't want to know how I am.
No,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I see what you mean.
It's a polite way of saying it, but if someone really tells you how they are, you might feel very sad or something, right?
Right, right.
How are you? Oh, my dog died, and my wife doesn't love me very much, and oh, gee, I'm sorry I asked.
Yeah, what I'm going to say.
Right, exactly.
Right.
So that's why we just say, how are you? And most people say, I'm okay. In this case, Henry doesn't look very well, does he? What does Julie say to Henry?
No, Julie says, Henry, you look tired.
So it was more like, hey, Julie, how are you?
Yeah, what happened? You didn't sleep well last night?
That's a good guess, because Henry looks tired, right? He's got black circles here.
Right.
Maybe his eyes are kind of closed, or red, right? Red eyes. People get that when they're tired. Did you sleep well? She guesses, because, you know, he looks tired. He says, not really. I worked a lot of overtime here this week. Okay. So Henry's a worker. He's an overtime worker. If you work overtime, that basically means you work extra hours after the normal workday should be finished. So most people would go home at, what, 6 o'clock, 6:30? But you have to stay longer. You have to stay overtime or over the normal time.
That's
and, of
right.
course, overtime is two words that we've made into one word, O-V-E-R-T-I-M-E, over, O-V-E-R-T-I-M-E. T-I-M-E, time, overtime.
Right.
I think it's overtime when we should have an example sentence.
Okay, just go ahead.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Chad has to work overtime at his new job, mm-hmm. and he gets home at 9:30 p.m.
9:30.
Chad has to work overtime at his new job, and so he gets home at 9:30 p.m.
Okay, 所以只要记好了，中文的加班英文叫做 work overtime. Work overtime. So Henry he's working a lot of overtime.
That's right. He's very, very busy at his job.
Yeah.
Right. So Julie's surprised. She says, no way. That's something you might say when you're surprised or you don't really believe it. Are they giving you too many assignments?
Assignments.
Okay. Yeah, an assignment. An assignment is just a work project to do, mm-hmm. right? Your boss will say, I want you to prepare something and da, 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 da. It's kind of like homework or kind of something like that at school. That's an assignment. They tell you what to do and you should finish it by Friday. And that's your work for maybe a week, 1 or 2 days, something
that's
like that.
Right.像有时候我们老师给学生的作业啊，除了 homework 之外，也可以用这个字叫做 assignment， 因为 assign 其实就有指派的意思，所以在工作当中，老板或主管要你做的事情就是你的工作的内容，也叫做 assignment。
Mm-hmm. And Henry says sort of. Okay, sort of is a little bit yes, but also a little bit no. Maybe there's something he needs to explain to Julie so she understands more.He says, I assumed I could finish all the jobs on time. Okay, you can get in trouble when you assume things, right? To assume something is kind of like to guess, but you know a little bit. It's not a total guess. You know a little bit, and you're saying, well, I know this, and I know this. So I think that's true, but maybe it's not true. Okay, that's to assume.A-S-S-U-M-E, A-S-S-U-M-E.
所以在这里的 assume 呢，其实就是假定或者是根据一些事实做一个推论的动作。不过回过头来在对话当中呢，我们看到这边的 I assumed, 其实是我以为如何如何，我以为我做得完，因为根据我平常的经验，我推测这个结果是应该可以做完。我以为可以做完，假定。推论 assume.
Mm-hmm. For example, since Mavis is 2 hours late, I assume she isn't coming to the party. Since Mavis is 2 hours late, I assume she isn't coming to the party. I haven't called her, I don't know, but she's very late, she's not here. I guess she's not coming. I assume she's not coming.
Yeah, according to common sense.
Mm-hmm.
If a person is 2 hours late...He or she would probably not.
That's right. But maybe she'll show up and she'll just say, oh, I had this, you know, I had to work overtime,
or flat
tire, I got lost. Who knows? Yeah. But 2 hours, you're right. It's a good guess. You can assume that. Back to our friend Henry. He says, but it seemed I had to work late. Otherwise, I would miss deadlines.
Deadline?
Mm-hmm. A deadline. That doesn't mean anyone is going to die. Basically, a deadline is something you might have with an assignment, with homework. It's a time when the work must be finished. Okay,
or
so you're,
you will be dead?
Or there's some, no, it just means there's some kind of problem.
Oh.
You'll get in trouble. Someone will be unhappy. It will be too late. For example, if your teacher says, give me this homework by Friday, if you give it to the teacher on Saturday or the next day on, next week on Monday, it's too late. Your deadline is Friday. That's when it should be finished. Deadline is also two words, dead and line, put into one word. So it's D-E-A-D-L-I-N-E, D-E-A-D-L-I-N-E.
当然从字面上看是死线啦，就是截止日期期限的意思，不管是工作的截止日期或者是某一个报告作业的截止日期 deadline、
mm-hmm. For example, Ed's boss was angry when the report wasn't finished at the deadline. Ed's boss was angry when the report wasn't finished at the deadlineMm-hmm. All right. So Henry's got lots of deadlines. He's got lots of assignments. He says everything started to pile up and I had to keep staying late to get things done. Oh, things are piling up, aren't they, Anna?
Right. 因为其实 pile 本来就有叠成一堆，通常都是书报整齐的一堆的意思。所以动词的 pile up 就变成叠起来，堆叠之意。不过接下来是我们的 shortcut for you.
Shortcut for you.
P.U.? What is that odor?
It's my garbage.
When was the last time you took it out?
It's June, right?
Yes.
And I guess maybe 4 weeks ago. Oh, no, 5 weeks.
Disgusting! Why would you let your trash pile up like this?
My trash isn't up anywhere. It's all on the floor.
Pile up means to increase in quantity or amount, and usually it's in a difficult way to manage.
Okay, now I understand. You're saying pile up means 堆积累积.
Yeah, so why have you let this waste pile up like this?
I don't know. I guess I've been busy. My homework has been piling up, so I haven't had time to take out the garbage lately.
Well, if things pile up, whether it's work stuff or chores at home, they can always be taken care of with the help of others.
So, can you help me to pile this up outside?
Yeah, of course.
Oh, you're so nice. Come on, help yourself.
Okay, he says, it's just overwhelming. Oh my gosh, it's overwhelming. If something is overwhelming, basically it's too much for you to handle. You're like, stop, I can't take any more. It's overwhelming. A lot of different things can be overwhelming, right? There can be really good things that are overwhelming. Like if you go to a birthday party, mm-hmm. and all of your friends are there, and maybe some of your friends came from another city or they flew in from another country, you'd be like, oh wow, this is so wonderful. I didn't expect something mm-hmm. so great. And maybe you start to cry because, oh, my friends are so good. I didn't know you would do all of this. It's overwhelming. It's too much. Or something can be bad, right? You can be so tired, it's mm-hmm. overwhelming, you're just falling asleep. It's too much though.
所以在这里的 overwhelming 啊，其实不只是坏事，有时候好事情也会 overwhelming， 因为太多太好或太不好，让你没有办法招架，不生。如果你去查字典的话，会发现是不生。什么叫不生呢？就是在能力上没有办法处理。这叫做 overwhelming， 不过它可以形容好的事情或者是不好的事情。
And of course, things can be overwhelming, right? A typhoon can bring overwhelming amounts of rain. Mm-hmm. I find if I go to a hotel buffet, people say, what do you want to eat first? Uh-huh. And I say, oh, the choices are overwhelming. There's so much good food here. Ah, I don't know what to do. It's too much. It's overwhelming. That's spelled O-V-E-R-W-H-E-L-M-I-N-G. Mm-hmm. O-V-E-R-W-H-E-L-M-I-N-G. Oh, this is true. Our example sentence, the noise from the race cars was overwhelming. Mm. The noise from the race cars was overwhelming. Those F1 cars are super loud.
太大声了。
All right. Well, Julie says, that's crazy. All of this work is crazy. Did you do all your assignments in the order of their importance? Ah, that's a good question, right? The order of their importance. Do the most important assignment first, and then the not-so-important ones later. That's good advice.
But Harris says, I tried, but work just kept coming. Too much work.
Yeah.
It's too overwhelming.
Absolutely. And, of course, now he says, I have to dig my way out of this mess. He has to dig his way out of this mess. This is kind of like our shortcut for you, right? Mm-hmm. A pile. We often dig a pile of snow or of dirt or of work. Very interesting. Dig is to use a shovel, and it means you're trying to clear as much of it as you can. But, of course, that's a lot of hard work. Julie says, do you know how long it takes you to do different kinds of assignments? Oh, she's talking about using his time in the best way. How much time does it take to do different kinds of assignments? And he thinks, and he says, no, I've never analyzed it like that before. To analyze something is to look at something very carefully and to get a lot of facts so that you can learn more and more. Of course, when we think of analyze, we think of the police, mm-hmm. for example, trying to find out who the bad guy is by looking for little hairs and mm-hmm. little bits of anything. Or scientists will analyze things, right? Because they want to know everything about whatever they're studying. Mm-hmm. Analyze is spelled A-N-A-L-Y-Z-E. A-N-A-L-Y-Z-E.
所以其实在这边的 analyze 就是分析的意思，因为你要仔细看看一个东西，而且从不同的角度可能去分析它里面的成分啊，或者是分析它其中的什么原因。Analyze、
嗯
Analyze, 那注意它的重音是在前面。那现在要分析什么呢？分析看看到底你工作的时候是不是有按照 the order of importance, 有没有按照重要性来排，然后每一个工作大概花多少时间。
Okay, our example sentence, the scientists spent years analyzing all of the moon rocks. The scientists spent years analyzing all of the moon rocks. I bet they're still analyzing those rocks today.
Yeah, I guess so.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Julie says, that's what I started doing when the same thing happened to me at work.
Mm-hmm.
Plan a little more. I paid attention to how long I spent on things like meetings, answering emails, or phone calls. It was a lot more than I thought.
Yeah, but how does that help Henry?
Well, that's a very good question, Anna.And Julie's answer, once you know the time you、mm-hmm. spend on each task or each job, you can plan your schedule better and focus on things that are really important. So if you're、uh-huh. spending, you know, 20 minutes answering an email that's、mm-hmm. not important, well, maybe you shouldn't spend the 20 minutes doing that. You should spend it doing something else.
Right.
Very good idea.
So this kind of analysis is very important.
You have to look at your schedule、yeah. very carefully.、Mm-hmm. A schedule is basically a list of things and when those things will happen. Okay? Kind of like a timetable. We spell this S-C-H-E-D-U-L-E. Busy people、mm. always need to follow a schedule.
Right. 所以在这边的 schedule 就有点像我们平常排的这个时间表。什么时候该做什么样的事情。Schedule.
Yeah, and when, of course, when traveling, schedules are very important. For、mm-hmm. example, we should check the schedule before we go to the bus station. We should check the schedule before we go to the bus station so, you know, we don't miss the bus.
That's right.
Henry says that makes sense, right? Checking your schedule and analyzing your work. Thanks for the advice, Julie. I'll try it right now. And Julie says, no problem.、Mm-hmm. I hope this tip...can help you go home earlier. Okay, a tip is a useful little bit of information, like a suggestion. So hopefully if he does analyze it and plan his time better,、
right.
he won't work overtime all the、
right.
time.
别走开哦，接下来是我们的 For You Chat.
For You Chat.
Well, Michael,、
yes.
have you ever felt like you had too much to do?、
Mm.
And how did you just solve the problem?
Well, I always feel like I have too much to do, and I haven't solved the problem. Well, actually, that's not true. I'm starting to solve the problem.
How?
By saying no.
Right.
You know, because a lot of people will ask you to do a lot of things, and of course you want to help them,、mm-hmm. or it sounds interesting,、
mm-hmm.
but then you end up with so many things to do, fun things, but you're so tired and so、
right.
busy, it's not really fun anymore, right?
Right?
So I'm learning to say, no.
Hey, you know what?
No.
Maybe that's also Henry's problem.
That's a good thing, you
Why
know?
Why didn't Henry just say no?
It's hard to say it to your boss or your friends、oh. or your family, but sometimes...You have to kind of say, look, I'd like to, but I can't, I'm sorry. And, you know, explain why. And I think you'd be surprised. A lot of people might understand、mm-hmm. if you explain to them and you show、mm-hmm. them, I'm really busy and I feel bad,
I
but,
really
you know,
I,、mm-hmm.
you need time. And it's true.、
Yeah.
Scientists have shown, right? If、mm. you work a little bit less、mm. and exercise or rest a little more,
right,
you
right.
work better anyways.
Yeah.Efficiency.
So, efficiency, and your、right. brain is sharper、mm-hmm. and you're in a better mood. So there you go. But you guys might have the same problem. Have you ever felt like you had too much to do? And how did you solve it?
So much to do, so little time.
Hey, Julie. How are you?
Henry, you look tired. What happened? Did you sleep well last night?
Not really. I worked a lot of overtime here this week.
No way! Are they giving you too many assignments?
Sort of. I assumed I could finish all the jobs on time. But it seemed I had to work late, otherwise I would miss deadlines. Everything started to pile up, and I had to keep staying late to get things done. It's just overwhelming.
That's crazy. Did you do all your assignments in the order of their importance?
I tried, but work just kept coming. Now I have to dig my way out of this mess.
Do you know how long it takes you to do different kinds of assignments?
No, I've never analyzed it like that.
That's what I started doing when the same thing happened to me at work. I paid attention to how long I spent on things like meetings, answering emails, or phone calls. It was a lot more than I thought.
But how does this help me?
Once you know the time you spend on each task, you can plan your schedule better and focus on things that are really important.
That makes sense. Thanks for the advice, Julie. I'll try it right now.
No problem. I hope this tip can help you go home earlier.
Vocabulary review.
Overtime. Brendan worked some overtime to finish all of his projects before the weekend. Assume. George assumed it would rain today, so he took an umbrella with him. Deadline. The boss gave her employees a deadline by which all work had to be completed. Overwhelming. The overwhelming strength of the earthquake made several buildings crack. Analyze. The scientists analyzed the data to find more information about the disease. Schedule. Jane checked her schedule and realized that she would be busy all week.